We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a new comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Before we get started, just want to say thanks to everyone who listens to the podcast. Every week we get on more and more people, so that means that you guys are spreading the news. And also, thanks to those who have left ratings and reviews. You guys are awesome. If you want to be one of those awesome people, go on iTunes, leave us a rating and review. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just keep listening. That's all I ask. Anyway, this week, my guest is Mike Kaufman. He is a fantastic human being. He's an all-around great guy. And he's super funny. He wanted to do a very special podcast. You see, our friend John D. Moore used to do improv here in Chicago, and he was great at it. He also had a second passion that not many improvisers have, and that was a passion for professional fighting. It is the weirdest combination, especially considering how nice John D. is. You would never expect him to be one of those Ultimate Fighter kind of guys, or Mai Tai, or Muay Thai, or whatever he does. I don't know. Don't beat me up about it. Anyway, John D. was here in Chicago doing improv, and then he's like, you know what? I'm going to move to Tennessee and train for fighting. And he went away, and he's doing that. And recently, he had a big fight coming up in Knoxville for the Valor Super Heavyweight Championship, and we could watch it online via pay-per-view. Well, Mike wanted to record us watching the fight and pretending to be real announcers while his fight was going on. I loved this idea. So we improvised as these stupid fight announcers. We make comments about the fight. We mostly make comments about the fighters themselves. It's a super fun episode. And what we talk about is actually happening in the fight. So it's a great mix of theater and improv and reality. I hope that you guys like it. I know that we had a blast doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a couple guys fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Valor Fights 27, Knoxville's number one place for people punching each other in the face.
Number one.
I'm Robert Bacon.
And I'm Mike Kaufman.
And we are here to give you the blow-by-blow.
The hit-by-hit.
The step-by-step.
Kick-by-kick.
The family matters of everything that's going on today. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. I tell you what, it's good to be here again with you, Robert. I remember Valor 26.
Oh, man. Was that a year ago already?
It was a year.
Man.
A year to the day.
Oh, I got to re-sign my lease.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, you better get on that. Usually they send you a letter a month or two before.
Oh, yeah, I got it, and I didn't open it yet. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna want to open that letter.
Yeah, it might be asking me not to stay another year.
Well, I guess you run that chance, but you still should open that letter.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I started that fire, and the whole corner of the house isn't very good. And I don't think they want me back, but I would really like to stay. I don't mind the smell.
Well, no, yeah, I know. You seem cozy in that apartment, and what I've seen that you've done with the other two-thirds of it is really nice.
Yeah, right? I think I made up for it. You're just like, hey, this is great, and then I've had a couple people scream when they wander into the kitchen area.
It's an interesting tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts really great.
Yeah.
Just maybe don't take them into the kitchen area.
Well, I have to show off those granite countertops. I say ignore the skeleton.
Right.
Check out the granite countertops.
They are nice countertops.
They are. Anyway, how's the year been for you, Mike?
It's been a good year. I've been hiding.
Why?
Well, I went to Mexico.
Oh, how was Mexico?
Oh, yeah, it was good. If you don't do your taxes, they don't look for you in Mexico.
Oh.
That's where I've been.
You just did an Andy Dufresne.
Yep, straight to Cihuatanejo.
Is that where he goes in
that's
the
where
movie?
He, that's where he
spoiler
goes.
Spoiler alerts for anyone who hasn't seen Shawshank Redemption.
Sorry about that. Sorry
if you haven't seen Shawshank Redemption, that means that you've never had TBS.
My friend, Andy Dufresne. Yeah. Me and that pretty picture on the wall.
For those of you just tuning in to Valor Fights 27, that is not Morgan Freeman.
That is not.
That is Mike Hoffman.
Hey, thanks. Okay. I hope I fooled somebody.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's a fight getting ready to go on here.
This bout is scheduled for 5 2-minute rounds. First, out of the Hog's Red corner, he is the former Apex heavyweight champ. He weighed in at 297 pounds and has a record of 4 wins and 1 defeat. Representing Newport Combat Club in Newport, Tennessee, put your hands together for Michael Bedrock Snap. And his opponent, out of the OEB blue corner, he weighed in at 240 pounds and holds a record of 5 wins and 1 defeat. Representing Shield Systems in Knoxville, Tennessee, please put your hands together for John Moore. Your referee for this fight, Josh Ward.
Oh, we got John Moore.
John Moore. Now, that seems, my sheet here says John D. Moore, but it seems they've forgotten that in the introduction.
Well, whatever. He doesn't have a nickname, but I could just eye him up. What kind of nickname would you get him?
I'd give him the Bear.
Ooh, the Bear's a great nickname. Yeah, he should go, hey, John Moore or John D. Moore, whatever your dumb name is. You should change your name to the Bear. Put that in there.
Just the Bear.
Because it's scarier. Or I was thinking fancy shorts.
Ooh, yeah. Because
you got some fancy shorts on.
You had some great-looking shorts.
I love these shorts. How would you describe these shorts?
These shorts, they look like metal. But...
Yeah, I thought... They're not metal?
But they're a thin, silk-like material.
No, that's not metal?
That's not metal. And they look sharp. Like, sharp as in they'll cut you.
Yeah.
But they won't. I don't think so. They're smooth and silky.
Looks like an old Greek warrior.
Yeah, he does.
For those of those just listening to the fight and not watching, John D. Moore has these shorts that are like different strips, and they move and flow.
Yeah, they do flow. There's a nice flow to them.
Yeah,
and they dangle.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and here's his opponent. This guy's just a big old fat guy.
Michael Snap.
Whoa, Michael Snapchat. He invented Snapchat?
That is correct. And he is weighing in at an impressive 298 pounds.
Jeez.
That's big.
Wow.
We are in the super heavyweight division.
Both these guys are large gentlemen.
They are large. John D. Moore weighing in at about 240 for this fight.
Whoa, so, John D. Moore has a significant weight disadvantage at this thing.
He does. He definitely does, but he's taller and he's got a longer reach, and we'll see what prevails.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the size of this Michael Vick character.
It's Michael Snap.
Michael Snap. Sorry. I'll get it right. So I'm looking at Mike on bike here.
Yeah,
and,
he's a big dude. He's a house of a man.
He is. Wow. All right. Oh, I shouldn't. I'm sorry. I shouldn't make fun of him for being fat. I'm not slim myself.
Hey, that's okay. You know? That's okay. You're not in the ring here.
Oh, and you can't get me back in that ring. Try to get me in that ring again.
Wouldn't try it. You'd set another fire.
God, don't do it.
We all remember how that ended.
Yeah, Valor 14.
Ugh.
I started a fire, and that ended real quick. I was in the super duper heavyweight, and I thought it would be cool if I came out with Zippo lighters attached to my gloves. But
it looked cool. It did look cool for a few shining moments there.
You didn't think that mat would go up so quick.
No, that is highly flammable.
Yeah,
and that's why they've changed the material since then. So I really, you help improve the league, if anything.
I advanced the sport more than Jackie Robinson did.
It's true. As Jackie Robinson, he's never a Muay Thai fighter.
Oh, he wasn't? What would you say Meissen is wearing there? Mike Snaps.
Oh, his shorts? Yeah, you know, they look like swim trunks that you might purchase at maybe a Target or Kmart.
I was going to say, I think I have those.
Yeah.
I think I bought a pair when I was going to come visit you down in Mexico.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, you never made it. That would have been nice.
All right, looks like they're getting ready to fight. Before they get... one last important thing I want to point out. Both fighters' last names have an extra letter in them. John D. Moore is Moore. Mm-hmm. That's one extra O than you need. And Michael Snap is SNAPP, one extra P than you need. And they touch gloves?
And they touch gloves
and
now.
And they're coming out. I could already tell you right now, John D. Moore looks faster and stronger. And we already have a roundhouse kick to the leg. and a couple punches to the face by John D. Moore.
Oh, John D. Moore coming out quick. He's in a good stance. He's in a nice wide stance. And I tell you what I like about that. It really shows off that skirt.
It does. Don't call it a skirt. What would you call it?
A kilt.
A kilt. That's more like
a fighting kilt.
Oh, Snap came charging now, right at him.
Snap, they also call him the White Buffalo.
Oh, I could see that. Is that because of the tattoo?
Yeah, that tattoo on the left side of his body says White Buffalo.
Oh, okay. I can't really
read it. Hard to see from home, but yeah.
Michael Snap.
John D with a belly shot.
Oh, John D. Moore, couple punches right in the noggin of Mike. Mike Snap had to fix his helmet.
John D. just went. John D. just went for a kick to the gentleman parts.
Ooh, yeah, and that's allowed.
Yep,
that's allowed. Yep. They allow that because they're wearing shin guards.
Yeah, and they're wearing cups.
Yeah, okay. John D. Moore also coming out with the classic Apollo Creed boxing gloves.
Oh yeah, those are straight Apollo Creed. I think he has them signed on the inside.
Ooh, by Apollo Creed or by somebody else?
No, not the real Apollo.
Oh, just some guy named Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. John D. Moore with a couple body kicks. He's really going for the body.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mike Snap has a lot of body to go for.
Yeah, I think if I'm going to aim for somewhere,
that is Michael one Snap shot.
Did get one hit in.
Oh, he got one in there.
On John D. Moore, right square to the cabeza, as you say, where you're from.
Right? Yeah. Hey, you know, don't tell anybody that I'm living in Mexico.
Nobody will listen to this. Okay. And we got about 20 seconds left in the fight. John D. Moore went with the knee. Kick to the inside of the knee.
Went for the knee. Down. John D. just pushing him against the wall, sizing him up. John D. backing up here, getting to the middle of the ring, wants it to be a gentleman's fight.
Yeah, John D.'s just waiting for the bell. Oh, one little swing at the last second there. I would say John D. Moore took that round easy.
Yeah, I'd give the round to Moore. Oh, absolutely.
Wow. And what? So that tattoo that Michael Snap's a large man, but he has a tattoo that usually only skinny guys have, and that's the one on the side, on the ribs there.
Yeah, I tell you, when you're a super heavyweight, it's dangerous territory getting any type of words tattooed on your body.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Now, he does have that big old star on his back right shoulder.
Yeah, what would you call, is it like a, is he a fan of the solar system?
Yeah, actually.
Big fan of the solar system? Oh, you got some papers here?
I do, I got some stats here. We did some research, we did some digging into what that star means. And, he wanted to be an astronaut when he was real little. He got that star at the age of 13. And he wrote a letter to NASA.
Okay.
Explaining his dream, and then they wrote back and said no.
Oh, they said no straight to a child. Okay. Wow. You know what they say, aim for the stars, and if you miss, Valor Fights 27.
All right, that's the end of round one. We are going to start round two now.
Here, and they're coming out. John D. Moore with some, they touch gloves like gentlemen.
Oh, John D. is just a gentleman there. He always initiating.
John D. with this. Oh, he just, you know what? He kicked and punched. John D. Moore kicked and punched at the same time and connected on both.
That's a difficult move to do.
It is. I've tried it. I fell down.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be fighting still.
I try. Well, I go to a bar and things happen.
No, not at bars.
Can we
just say
that?
Especially not at bars. But if you do go to a bar.
Yeah.
I want that to be Hogs Upstairs Tavern.
Yeah, Hogs Upstairs Tavern. Hey, you want a drink upstairs? Come on down to Hogs.
And then come on up to Hogs.
Hogs
Upstairs Tavern.
Yeah. If you haven't figured out, there are sponsors. Oh, John D. Moore. With a fury of punches to his faces. Sorry we were advertising right there. John D. Moore got about three or four good punches. Oh, another kick to the side. I do not know how this giant fat man is still standing. Again, I'm sorry. I should not call him fat.
He is a super heavyweight. He's a super trained athlete. He's a fighter.
He could beat the absolute living crap out of me. He might be a really nice guy. I've never met him. I feel bad. Let's call him. Let's give him a nickname. What do you want to call him?
Let's call him. Skinny Pete.
Skinny Pete. All right. Ooh, John D. Moore.
John D.
Moore
down.
Fell
Skinny
down.
Skinny Pete with a push. It looked like a push to the face.
Yeah, John D. Moore just fell down.
You think he chose to do that? Do you think that was a tactic?
I think he was just clumsy.
Well, there we go. We're giving him a hug.
It looks like he tried to bite his ear, but they have headgear on to stop that.
Yeah. And that's why you're wearing that. Really, it's just so that you can't bite. Because it's as a fighter.
Oh, it's just,
your instinct,
it's instinct
is to bite.
I bite everything.
Yeah, again, you should not be fighting.
No. Well, you can't take the fighter out of the fight, and that's the end of round two.
Nice.
Yeah, and it looks like John D. Moore is saying something to the referee couldn't hear exactly what John D. Moore was saying.
Oh, I think what John D. was saying was, look, you know, I know it's your job to call the fight, but I'll call my own hits.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah.
When I was in there, I'd always ask for recipes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'd be like, what kind of recipe do you want to have?
Whoa!
John...
Skinny Pete coming out with just a heavy, wild right hand. Ran it in, Skinny Pete.
Wow. John D, okay, they're slicing.
Now John D's
kick. Ouchie, just mama.
Kick to that left knee
John
of Skinny
D.
Pete.
John D with a
heavy
kick.
One, two, three.
Oh, and
good combo.
John
good
D.
Combo,
Moore
John
is
D.
on a tear
he
right now.
He is on a tear right now.
John D. Moore kicked Skinny Pete in the knee so hard, I saw it bend the opposite direction.
Oh, did you see that windup? That
saw
was a
that.
Hook.
Oh.
That was
a
tight.
Straight kick to the chest. Oh, Skinny Pete is wobbling. Skinny Pete is still up. He was very wobbly. I think he's changing his mind about this whole fight right here.
Oh, John D's just got victory in his eyes, and Skinny Pete looks like he's thinking about pizza.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. But if you want, you know who has good pizza?
Yeah. Hogs Upstairs Tavern.
Hogs Upstairs Tavern has really great pizza.
They do. It's hot and fresh for you.
Yeah.
You get 2 Miller Lights and a small pizza, and that's $6.
Yeah. That's a deal. Take that Subway and your $5 footlongs. Now, and that's the end of round 3.
Oh, they're quick rounds, I tell you.
Yeah, and John D. Moore really won this one. Full on hits.
Yeah, it was probably the first minute was pretty close, but then that second minute, you can't debate it.
I still can't believe that Michael Snapp thought he could be
I think he's crying.
I think he might be crying.
Oh.
There's crying in boxing.
Yeah, there's
and fighting.
There's a lot of crying in boxing. And that's why they have the guy come out and he wipes your tears in the corner.
They try to make it look like they're icing you down, but it's just getting the tears wiped. Oh, they're showing the replay again on that
remember
knee.
Remember when he broke his knee?
Oh, man, my knee really hurts just watching that. And
yeah.
John D. Moore, like, I feel like not only is he landing more punches, but it feels like the shorts are adding so much.
Oh, yeah, they're distracting to the eye.
Yeah.
If I was fighting John D. in this situation, I would just keep looking down, and that's what he wants you to do.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, those are nice shorts. Is that the Zelda logo? Bam, pouting right
Boom.
To the face.
Wow, right to the kisser.
Oh, man. I would not want to be in the ring with either of these guys, but I especially don't want to be in with John D. Moore.
But I tell you where I would go with these gentlemen.
Hogs
Upstairs
Tavern.
Just a fun family restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on up the stairs.
Yeah. To Hogs Upstairs Tavern.
Hogs Upstairs Tavern.
You know, I really liked it after they did all that remodeling.
Well, after the fire.
After the fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not allowed back in there, but I wear a disguise. All right, you guys, we're ready to start round 4, also known as the Cilarenda round.
Yep.
That's how
Cinderella round.
Yep. I can't say it after the...
But
accident.
In Mexico, you are correct.
Is that what
Cilarenda.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. And is it still a glass slipper?
It's still a glass slipper, but in Mexico, it's wood.
Okay. All right. John D. Moore.
Whoa, Johnny's got him.
Oh!
Nice duck. John D. avoided a big right hand from Skinny Pete.
And is that just called ducking? You say that's a duck?
Yeah, he just ducked it.
That's a ducked it.
Yep.
John D. Moore has him in the corner.
Nice.
And
wow.
He is just
keeping
taking
him, just
shots.
Owning him against...
Skinny Pete has turned it around.
Skinny Pete. Wow, what a turnaround. John D. says no. Uh-uh. Back to the middle.
You're the bad guy, says John D.
We're
going to
finish this fight where we started it.
He says, John D. Moore.
Going for that knee.
John D. Knows. Says, hey, excuse me, mister. You have there's a fly on your face, and he punches it.
Yeah, I think, you can tell. John D.'s doing a lot of talking. He's trying to confuse his opponent, and he's doing a great job of it.
And, you know, apparently John D. Moore took some improv classes in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, that's right. I used to live with him.
What? This whole time?
Oh, am I not supposed to say that? Yeah.
No, it's fine that you... I did not know that you lived with this character. Did he ever punch you in the face like he's doing right now? He looks like a violent character.
No, he was a sweet, sweet man.
That is a sweet man.
Yeah, he's a gentleman.
The guy who's beating the absolute living crap out of Skinny Pete.
Oh, yeah, he's a gentleman.
Oh!
Did you see that? There was a windup. Now, I tell you where you learned that move. Mike Tyson punch out.
Yeah, but that's the tell.
Yeah.
And I think I saw a star above his head before he did it. And that's how he knew, and that's why he didn't connect.
Oh, man.
And they're bringing in the stools with the
stool boys are coming in.
And just you notice how they bring him in at the end because they don't want another Cinderella Man or whatever. What's the movie with
Make My Day? Yeah, that would be Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, but what movie is in that lady? The chair gets in there and she breaks her neck.
Oh, I don't.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I think, well, that's a good Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. My wife's dead, and I don't like the Asians that are moving into the neighborhood. Ooh. I'm Clint Eastwood.
That's my friend, Clint Eastwood. This is the fifth and final round. He knows this is it. It's desperation. Now, he just did a 360.
Yeah, but it took him basically a full day. For Michael Snapp to do a turnaround.
It was a slow. It was a slow turn. And you can tell how much energy John D.
Whoa! John D. Moore with a spin hit.
What? It was a spinning back fist.
That's how you spin. John D. Moore's spin. It took a half. I don't need a jump fist.
Oh,
John D. Moore. John D. does not want to win this by decision.
No,
he wants to take him out.
He's going for blood. He's pulling out all the stops. I believe.
Oh, kick to the head. Can you kick in the head?
I don't know.
Is that allowed?
We've never seen it before.
Oh, my God. Johnny Moore is saving his best for last, is going nutso.
I just thought, that's the double punch.
He tried the double punch. That's the double punch. One in the fifth round.
And then that roundhouse kick, that was from Mortal Kombat 3, I believe.
Oh, man. I saw the little thing of blood squirt up in the air.
John D. just knocked down the guard.
Ooh. Ooh, Johnny Moore with a body shot.
Uppercut with the right.
Skinny Pete just wants this to be over.
Skinny Pete.
If I was Skinny Pete, I would want this to be over.
He's saying, just give me my personal pizza. I'm done.
Johnny Moore.
He just broke his nose.
John D. Moore with a solid right hook. And Skinny Pete is out of it. I do not know how he's even standing. That is the end of the round.
That's the end of the round.
It's called John D. Moore with his hands raised in the air. He believes he has it. We believe he has
it. He's got it. He has to have it.
He's pounding his chest. Now, the audience is loving this
guy. And that move, that's Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
see, John D.'s pulling out all the old Nintendo games for this.
John D. Moore putting on his sponsored t-shirt. I can't read it from here. But I will say that he's the one person that looks scarier with a shirt on.
He does, yeah. When it was off, it was like, friendly guy at the beach.
Yeah.
But now I'm a little worried because he's got that death kilt.
Yeah.
And that shirt. And
I started a fire right over here.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
I'll put some water on that. I just used my beer that I got from Hogs Upstairs Tavern.
Hogs Upstairs Tavern. Come upstairs and join us.
All right, you guys. It looks like we've got the guy standing in the middle of the ring here.
Holding both of their hands. Mike Snapp clearly thinking about cookies or something.
All three of your judges score this bout 50-45 for your Valor Super Heavyweight Champ out of the OEB Blue Corner, John Moore.
John D. Moore. Yeah, and he is given
and there's
a
the belt.
John D. Moore has an actual fighting belt, and it looks brand new, like he's never put it on.
And a gentleman, and it is brand new. And that's John D.'s belt to take home, and remember the victory at Valor 27.
And he's hugging his.
Oh, he's taking pictures. Now John D. is a politician. He's just campaigning.
Do you see that girl in the background looking at John D.?
She is quite attractive, and she is drawn to belts.
Well, that's the end of the fight, and that's the end of our entire broadcast.
Yeah, because we're not going to watch any of these other losers. God,
remember when the skinny guys were pushing each other around?
What was that about? I don't even know.
God, I don't want to
like
watch
a couple of children.
I don't want to watch a couple of skinny guys push each other around. It's sad.
No, I want to watch the heaviest of the heavy men.
I want to see a big old fat guy,
right?
And John D. Moore punch it out, hit it out, push it out. Hey, when's your flight to Mexico leave?
Ooh, I gotta go now.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm Robert Bacon,
and I'm Mike Kaufman
for Valor Fights 27
from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hey. Oh, the fire's out of control.
We gotta get out
of here. I will see you later.
Hogs Upstairs Tavern. Come on by.
That is this week's episode. If you like this episode and you want to hear more, you could always listen to all our episodes at trythispodcast.com or you could check us out on iTunes. Just search for Try This Podcast. And if you're on iTunes, why don't you leave us a rating or review like I asked for before? Or don't. Whatever you want to do. I'm not going to boss you around. Hey, make sure to tune in next week. We'll have a whole new episode with a whole new comedian. And we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.